Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Technograph Industries India Limited Q2 FY26 post-result earnings conference call hosted by B&K Securities India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purva Jhawar from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of B&K Securities, we welcome you all to the 2Q FY26 conference call of Technograph Industries India Limited. From the management side, we have Mr. Navneet Kumar Saraf, Director and CEO, Mr. Ashish Kumar Saraf, Director and CFO, and Mr. Anil Gadodia, Group CFO. I'll now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, followed by the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Purva. Good afternoon to everybody, and welcome to the Q2 conference call for Technograph Industries. Overall, it has been a reasonably good quarter on all fronts for all our four divisions, where we have seen a reasonably good performance in sales and profitability amidst fairly turbulent conditions all over the world. I now look forward to the Q&A session and would like to hand over to B&K to get the call started. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Ruchit Agrawal from Unifi Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a question on the formwork division. We've earlier guided about 900-odd crores of revenue for the year in formwork in particular. And if you could tell us what we've done in H1, and are we on track to achieve that number? Also, how are our efforts going towards expansion in the Saudi and South American markets, and what would be their contribution at the moment for formwork? And also, does the domestic demand environment remain robust in formwork, and can we still say that we are supply constrained? And if you can just reiterate guidance for formwork, both in terms of growth and margins.
Yes, thank you for your question. So as far as formwork is concerned, yes, we have seen an increase, and we are actually on track with our target for about 900 crores this year. This particular quarter, the total segment revenue was about 402 crores, and it was significantly higher from the last quarter, which is mainly on account of increase in our MACH1 sales. So that has been the main reason for the increase. And so yes, so we are well on track for that particular target. As far as your question pertaining to the two geographies, Saudi Arabia and South America, Saudi Arabia has not yet picked up the way we would have liked it to pick up. It's taking more time, mainly because of statutory approvals. But South America has been doing well and more doing better than what we had expected in terms of performance. We have received orders from Brazil, from Mexico, as well as from Colombia, and our order pipeline is also good. So we are quite positive on that front. Domestic demand continues to be robust and buoyant, and we still are in a capacity constraint mode wherein the demand is far greater than our capacity. Our Aurangabad plant is now fully ramped up, and this quarter, the Aurangabad plant was positive after interest and depreciation. So that's been quite well before our target for the plant. So that's been doing well and adding to our top line, bottom line. Thank you.
That's great to hear, sir. Sir, also in the formwork in particular, do we have enough manpower on the designing front as well, or are we constrained on that part?
No, we do have enough manpower on the designing side. We are not constrained right now.
Okay. And sir, on scaffolding, how do you see the current environment shape up, especially in the US, and also our efforts in terms of developing the European markets for scaffolding? How has that played out, and any guidance for the scaffolding segment?
While this quarter was reasonably good in the scaffolding segment, but there has been a reduction in demand in the US, which is our biggest market for scaffolding. The reduction in demand is mainly on account of the uncertainty around the tariff environment and the constant changes that's been happening. We have seen this happening from the August onwards in the US. And in fact, the last 3 months, August, September and October, is when we have seen maximum slowdown in demand and sales in the US. Our quarter-on-quarter results, in the quarter-on-quarter results, the US subsidiary gets consolidated a quarter prior. So what you see in the September quarter is actually the April to June calendar year results of the US subsidiary, whereas we've started to see a slowdown in sales from August onwards. So to that extent, I do anticipate effect on our third quarter results for the scaffolding segment, which will see bulk of the impact due to the tariffs. Having said that, on the positive front, you know, we are hoping that a trade deal is imminent and a reduction in tariff is shortly on the cards. We have also started to see some pickup in demand in the US this month, and this is due to green lighting of certain capital projects that were, you know, taking longer to start. So some of them have actually started this month, which is again a positive sign, and hopefully that's also going to be sustainable. So while we cannot say for sure, but we are hoping that, you know, we are past the worst of the sales drop in the US. As far as Europe is concerned, slow pickup. It's not picked up the way we had anticipated it to be. The economy there is still very, very soft, and the demand has not picked up yet, but we are making progress in small steps.
Okay, sir. Anything on the guidance front for scaffolding?
I'm sorry?
If you could quantify some guidance for us on scaffolding?
Very hard to give you a guidance because, you know, things are currently very volatile and things are changing on a monthly basis. If Trump reduces the tariff tomorrow, the guidance will change. If it doesn't reduce by 3 months, the guidance will change. So it's very, very difficult to give a guidance on scaffolding. We are more comfortable giving guidance in Mac 1 because at least there we are sure on the domestic demand environment.
Sure, sir. Sir, on the ER&D, we had earlier alluded to the bigger contracts ramping up in the year. How are they shaping up, and what kind of run rate should we expect going forward in the ER&D division?
Yeah, that's doing quite well. We are seeing good progress with the ramp up of larger accounts. We've had several new customers added in this quarter, and that's visible in our quarterly results as well. Our run rate is also higher right now as compared to what it was. So in services like manufacturing automation, plant engineering, digital transformation, we are seeing good traction in both new accounts as well as existing accounts.
Okay, sir. And so last, on the textile division, this quarter we've seen a surprisingly good number. Do we expect this to continue? And if you could touch upon where we are in terms of the demerger of the division?
Textile.
No, but which division of textile?
Overall.
In the yarn, we expect that the result to continue. Actually, there could be a slight drop in this Q3 because of the environment little is subdued. In the other divisions, apparel and fabric, we hope to see better results in Q3, Q4. Yarn will remain pretty much the same, you know. Not, I don't anticipate much drastic change in the yarn side.
Okay, so we
and demerger, we are not not given any serious thought to it at the moment.
Okay, so broadly we should remain at this break-even to slightly positive EBIT levels from
correct,
the segment.
Correct. This is what we are expecting this year to end.
Okay, sure. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants of the conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Our next question comes from the line of Chetan Vora from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Navani ji. Good afternoon. Sir, I just would like to understand the scaffolding as a whole. The quarter, this quarter had been quite good. Should we expect this momentum to continue with respect to both the growth trajectory as well as the margin profile, sir?
We should not expect it for the next quarter because like I was saying, yes, this quarter has been good because we have seen both increase in demand on the domestic front as well as we have seen effect of a good second quarter in the US. This quarter basically illustrates our US quarter 2 calendar year, April to June, which was actually quite strong. We have started to, we did see a drop in sales July, August onwards in the US and that lasted till October. So that is going to affect our next quarter, Q3. We have again started to see pickup in the US this month. So hopefully Q4 should be back on track along the lines of Q2.
Okay. So the second half would be mirroring the first half in overall on average basis, right?
Yes.
And in terms of profitability, the profitability has also improved in the scaffolding. The margins which had gone down to close to 11-12%, now it has gone to 14%. What's your view on that, sir?
So it's result of volume because we've had increase in sales, so we've been able to absorb our overhead costs and hence we have got the profitability of 14%. And this will, as long as we are able to have this kind of volume, we'll have this kind of profitability as well.
Right. And coming to the ENR&D, the expenses what we had, been to increase our bench strength, whether should we start seeing the operating leverage benefit on account of that because the revenue has also started improving. We are, I think, so able to utilize our platform quite very well. So what's your view on that, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the reason why the revenue has started increasing. I mean, we expected this. We expected this and so we are on track and, we are expecting to be at a quarterly revenue run rate of 75 to 80 crores per quarter by the end of Q4.
Mm-hmm. So exit quarter should be 75 to 80 crores.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone to join the question queue. Our next question comes from the line of Vikas Gupta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir? Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, very much. Yeah, very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you so much for the opportunity and really commendable job for a difficult period. So just wanted to ask a few questions related to foam work. So I just want to understand the landscape, competitive landscape. So how much is the total capacity within the country and who is the largest player as per your understanding?
Difficult to give you an exact number. We don't have a sense of the total capacity because most of the players are unlisted private players. Our capacity is, the aluminium formwork, which is the big part of the formwork that we sell currently in India, is about 70 to 75,000 square meters a month. And that we are going to increase to about 1 lakh square meter by Q4 of this year. So that's currently on track. There are probably another 25 to 30 local manufacturers with capacities ranging from 5,000 to 50,000 square meters a month. Technocraft is definitely amongst the biggest, if not the biggest, in India. So that's a sense of what we know.
So how much capex are we planning for next quarter or maybe the next half as well as for next 2 years?
Oh, so nothing in this year because this is all capex that's already been done in Aurangabad and, it's now under commissioning. So the figures that I told you, the capex for that has already been completed.
Okay.
In the next two years, we may be looking at, doubling the capacity of our extrusion plant. So that will entail a capex of about 150 crores or so, but that will be, that is something which is 2027, not 2026.
Okay. So one thing, are we selling perimeter safety screens by any chance as a product basket?
Yes, we are.
Okay, because one of our competitor has recently launched it and he's expecting 100 to 150 crore sales by next year. So how much will be the quantum for us?
I cannot give you a guidance, but yes, that's an important product. It goes along with aluminium formwork and we are selling it and we are seeing good increase in sales. You know, the regulation in India is such that worldwide it is compulsory to cover buildings while constructing to prevent debris from falling down. This regulation was not there in India. It's still not there. But as buildings are getting taller, developers are getting more sensitized to this and that's driving the demand. So it's natural that the demand for perimeter safety screens is going to increase. We have a good product and we are selling that. So
just a suggestion, sir. So we have a good collaboration and a partnership with various education institutions. I think so even with IIT Bombay. We can, I think, collaborate with them, have a study and about giving the benefit of this safety equipment.
Sure. Yes, well
so
noted.
So one last thing. Can you help us understand what's the working capital difference in the business for exports and for within the domestic market in formwork?
Yeah. Can't give you any number per se, but the main difference is that there is firstly, in India it's all on advance payment, so there is no credit, unlike export where we sell on 30 to 60 days credit, and the inventory is lesser because we really don't carry much inventory.
So roughly how much it might be, sir? I mean, in case if you see the whole cycle.
Out of our total capital employed in the scaffolding segment, which is about 1,400 crores, about 500 crores will be in the formwork segment and the balance will be in the scaffolding segment.
So our whole dynamics of the balance sheet and cash flow will change as the formwork ramps up. Is it right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's... obviously the total number of days will reduce, will come down.
Okay. And so one last thing on a textile part, have we restated our previous quarter's numbers, volume numbers by any chance, last year?
No, we haven't there is no recalculation or...
Apanne koi change kiya hai.
Volume, last year.
Could be there is some inter-unit, differences which, one unit selling to within the group which is being consolidated. Probably small changes must have happened over there just to make the figure correct.
So I think I'll just give you an example. The yarn volume was 335956 last year and now it has been shown as 1942 metric ton.
So the inter-unit must have been deleted out of, if it was not taken earlier, so we have deleted, we have reduced the inter-unit sale to give the correct picture.
Okay, thank you so much for all the answers. Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Purva Zawar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So my question was on the drum closure business. So overall, what is your outlook on the business for full year? Earlier, you had guided that that you will be able to maintain growth, but margins may get impacted because of tariff-led uncertainty. But if you see 1H FY26 growth, the business has degrown on YoY basis. So any outlook for the full year on this business?
So there has been a marginal degrowth in revenue, but as far as the volume is concerned, compared to our last quarter of 2024, there's been a very small drop in the number of sets of drum closures. And so overall, I would say the volumes have been flat. Profitability has definitely taken a little bit of a hit because of the tariff in the U.S. of 50%, and actually that we will see a further impact in Q3 because we have not been able to pass on the full 50% tariff. We have passed on only half of that, half we have absorbed. So that is directly going to impact the bottom line. But overall, we've been able to maintain our volumes. In China, we have seen some growth in volumes. Our clamp products have seen some growth in volumes. So I think the outlook is fairly stable for the drum closure business.
Any quantification you can give on the margin front? For this quarter, we had margins of around, I think, 33% in this segment. So any full year which you would like to guide on this?
The U.S. business is roughly about 25%-30% of the total business. And if the U.S. business, we are having a sales realization drop by absorbing that 25%, that will impact that portion of the business. So overall, I think it could impact the margin by as much as 10% for the next quarter till the time this tariff comes down.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And second one was on the aluminum formwork side. You had mentioned earlier that by FY26, we'll fully ramp up the new Aurangabad facility. So are we also looking at expanding on the aluminum formwork side in FY27 apart from extrusion?
So we are going to eventually double our extrusion capacity. We are currently almost 100% utilized on the extrusion capacity and consuming everything captively. Whether we do it in the second half of FY27 or first quarter of FY28 remains to be seen. But at some point in time, we are going to double that. Once we double that, we will correspondingly also increase the formwork production capacity. So that will happen in either the latter half of FY27 or first half of FY28.
Okay. Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ruchit Agrawal from Unifi Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for the follow-up, sir. So just one question on the defense segment. How are we seeing the product that we had launched, JT Cooler? We believe that it was under trial production sometime back. Is the product now been launched, and how big of an opportunity do we see in the defense? And also, if there are any new products that we are planning to launch in the segment?
Yeah. Ruchit, as informed earlier, from time to time, defense product takes time. What has happened is our JT Cooler has already been samples have been supplied to Israel and France company, and discussion with the Israel company are at advanced stage. We don't have a written purchase order in hand, but we are hopeful that in days to come, we will get good commercial orders. And other small orders, let's say to the extent of less than 10 crores, are also received in defense, but it always takes some time.
Okay, sir. Any color on the size of opportunity that we see in the segment?
So it's very difficult to quantify the numbers.
The opportunity is very large, like we all read in the papers. But working with the government departments takes a little time. So very difficult to put any number like this.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Prateek Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. First, what has been the capacity utilization for Mech 1? And the second, what has been the revenue run rate of Mech 1 in the Indian domestic business? What have we done till H1 of this year and specifically for the quarter 2 as well?
So, total quantity that we have sold in H1, I mean the total sales value in H1 of Mech 1 has been roughly about 410-415 odd crores, and we are currently operating at a monthly revenue run rate of about 70 crores a month.
How much?
70.
So yeah. this is in totality in the domestic market and the Indian business, right?
This is entirely the Indian business, yes.
Right. And what was the quantum that we did in quarter two specifically?
Specifically in quarter two, we would have done about 225-230 crores.
Okay. So 410 in the first half, out of which 220-230 in the second quarter.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Riya Mehta from Aquitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I think the results were very good compared to the current scenario which is there. I just wanted to have a conversation on what was the kind of volume degrowth can we see for US business in basically for August, September, October directionally?
We have seen a reduction of about 45-50% in the US business from July onwards. So July, August, September and October was about 50% lower in those months compared to what it was last year in the same months. So that's what we've seen. But this month, November, we have seen an increase. So, yeah. So hopefully it's only for that 4-month period.
Okay. Since the reduction in the freight rates currently, are we anticipating any benefit out of it and margin improvement?
Freight is not a very large part of our, I mean, there will be some margin improvement as a result of that, but not significant. I mean, freight is ultimately only, 8% of our total product cost. So not a very large difference. And the reduction in freight has been about, it's not significant. It's been about $400 to $500 a container. So it's been about 10% reduction at best. So I don't see more than 1% improvement in margin because of that.
Okay. And in terms of scaffolding, I think what we had mentioned was that the largest competition is China for us. So since their rate of tariff has reduced, do we anticipate further issues going forward?
No, the fentanyl tariff has reduced by 10%, but overall their tariff is still higher than India. Because they have the 2018 tariff of 25% from on section 301 that is still applicable. So while our tariff is 50%, their tariff is on an average about 70%. So we still have an advantage.
Okay. And in terms of Mech 1, what is the kind of order book we have for how many months are we for?
Yeah. No, so we have a comfortable order book of about 3,50,000 square meters, which is about 4 months of orders basis current capacity. So, yeah, so we are quite okay on that front.
And just to recheck myself, for the Aurangabad facility, you just mentioned that we would be doing exit quarter revenue run rate of around 75 to 80 crores, right?
Yes.
And that would lead to incremental profit of how much?
Currently our profit in Aurangabad is again there is a heavy depreciation impact. So if I mean this, for example, this quarter two, we had a profit of almost 10% after depreciation, but depreciation is quite high. At EBITDA level, we are at about 15 to 16%, 17%. At PBT level, we are at about 10%. Because we have the depreciation of the extrusion plant, which is quite high.
Got it. I think that's it from my side.
All right.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants of the conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Participants of the conference, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone to join the question queue. The next question comes from the line of Rahul Kumar from Vaikarya Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi. I'm just a little bit confused on the formwork capacity which you mentioned. What is exactly the capacity right now and what's the capacity utilization?
The capacity right now is about 75,000 square meters a month and the capacity utilization is almost 95%.
Okay. Because the volumes which you have disclosed in the quarter would be roughly 75% of what the capacity is.
So I am saying right now the capacity has been continuously increasing.
Okay. And this 100,000 which you mentioned by the year end, so that's also sort of already been done, right? Completed, the capacity has been completed, expanded.
Yes.
Okay. So for let's say next FY27, do you think we'll be again capacity constrained in the formwork segment? Because we already are running at 100% utilization.
Yeah, but the capacity will increase to 100,000 a month from Q4 onwards. So that's a further jump from where the current capacity is. So we should be okay.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants of the conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Anyone who has a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone to join the question queue. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for all the participants for the engaging questions. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please feel free to send it to our CFO and we'll address them. Thank you again. Bye.
On behalf of B&K Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.